Look, this could turn into a he said, she said, but the Liberal Party says you've outspent them 10 to 1 on advertising. You've bought 788 ads in the final 48 hours before the media blackout. Is that correct?
I don't know, but the Liberal Party spent $65 million in the federal election, and we would have spent at less than a quarter of that. Politicians talk a lot about competition in business and that, but they don't like competition.
No, I understand that, but are you saying it may be possible what they've said is right, that you may have outspent them there in that election?
I don't think it's about spending, you know. Elections are about ideas.
I'm aware of that, but I just wanted to nail it down, because you don't seem to be answering that question.
Well, I wouldn't have a clue, to be honest. I don't worry about what we spent. I'm worried about getting the message out. Now, if you've got an extraordinarily bad idea and you spend a lot of money, you won't get any votes.
So what is the message from the United Party?
Well, basically, we think the economy needs to be revised. It's in a lot of trouble, and people are losing their jobs every day. The government's not addressing it, and this budget is about cutting and slashing. We believe we should stimulate the economy like President Obama's done in the States, and we should boost confidence in the country. One of the things we want to do, of course, is eliminate provisional taxation. When the government takes $70 billion a year off you at the beginning of the taxation period based on a profit you haven't yet made. And, we think that should be moved to the end of the year, like normal taxation, and that $70 billion can be free in the economy. And every time it turns over, three times, in a year, say, the government gets 10% GST, extra $1 billion. And you've got more money for local businesses and companies, and we can employ more people.
Clive, you've been quite critical about our current crop of federal politicians and their performance in the House. Sure. Now, what about your own voting record? There's a newspaper report out today that you've only participated in 4 of 97 votes in the last 6 months during your stint as MP. Do you think the people of Fairfax who elected you would be happy with your attendance record?
Yeah, well, they're pretty happy with what we've delivered for the electorate, because we've got $4.9 billion allocated to a new road in the electorate, which they've been trying to get for 12 years. And that only happened because I went all around Australia and visited all the different MPs and got them to lobby for it with me. They're pretty happy because our number one policy we took to the election in Fairfax was that we shouldn't have lobbyists in political parties. You've seen what's happened with Sedonis at the moment, and you've seen what the Abid people have been like in New South Wales. And Tony Abbott, the first thing he did when he was Prime Minister, he changed that and said that we can no longer lobbyists can no longer be party officials.
Yeah. The problem with you mentioned Arthur Sinodinos, and he was pretty obvious yesterday that when he was at the Australian Water Holdings, he didn't have much of a clue what was going on in the business. You're saying you don't know how much you're spending in Western Australia. What about the small businesses like the signwriters in New South Wales that are still owed thousands of dollars for making Palmer United Party signs at the last election, still waiting for the money?
Well, that's just bullshit. It's just not true. I mean, there's no action against us. There's no letters of demand. It's just Rupert Murdoch and Hedley Thomas and those boys getting together, making up another story.
You're saying there's no signwriter owed that money, and none of these small...
There's nobody owed any money by me or given me a bill that hasn't been paid.
There seems to be a few small businesses around New South Wales are saying you've got short arms and long pockets.
It's just bullshit, mate. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
What?
That's it. All right. Okay.
What?
All right. He's just...
Hello?